Roadman at stage 6 at the Giro d'Italia. Let's cue that intro! The big question is this: how do we use cycling as a tool to improve our health, our happiness, and our longevity? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Anthony Walsh, and welcome to the Roadman Podcast. Roadman, it's stage 6 of the Giro d'Italia. Thank you for joining me. It is 160 kilometers today, and we went from Grotto de Frassassi to Ascone Picchino with 3,400 meters of climbing, including a 15 kilometer climb at the very end. Before the off today, we seen Mikel Landa, the extent of his injuries, broken ribs and a broken collarbone after hitting the policeman yesterday. Not nice to see at all, and we wish him a speedy recovery. One of the good guys. Also, Sivakov, after smashing himself into a hedge, and it looked like he landed on his race radio, is out. So we're without two of the, you know, guys who are definitely going to be there at the pointy, spicy end of the race. So that's disappointing. Today was actually a brilliant race to watch, so I'm going to get in, unpack that in 1 second. But before I do, just let me remind you about Patreon. Patreon is how we fund the podcast. It's how we stay an independent body. It's how we can stay censorship resistant from big brands at the moment. And it's how I cover my monthly beer fund. So if you would like to buy me a beer to cover the cost of the podcast and say thanks for the content during the Giro d'Italia and for the rest of the season, you can do it over on Patreon. It's patreon.com/Anthony_Walsh is how you do it. The link, as always, to that is in the bio. And something that a lot of you guys are doing during the Giro d'Italia, which is brilliant, you're sharing it into WhatsApp groups. That makes such a difference. That viral effect, sharing it into a WhatsApp group and then they share it into another WhatsApp group. You know, all of us are in WhatsApp groups around training, around cycling colleagues and work, cycling colleagues in our clubs that we do sportives races. We share it into those groups if you're enjoying an episode, because that makes such a difference. Okay, Roadman, I've been fast and free to criticize Ineos, and you know, it's been a team, I suppose, of the podcast, but I think that team has been justified at times because they're an absolutely headless in one-day races, but they're nearly two different teams. They're not nearly two different teams. Their roster is so big, they are two different teams. But their Grand Tour team is switched on, and it's always switched on. And they were switched on today when we seen big Filippo Ganna taking it down one of the descents, and he literally pulled the race to pieces on the descent and then the crosswind part at the bottom. And that was brilliant to watch. And, you know, the breakaway was early. It was hard fought to get away in the early break today. And we seen, you know, massive ride today from Mohoric from Bahrain Merida, Gino Madde also in the break, Cataldo in the break, Bulk Mollema in the break. It was a strong, strong move. They're up the road doing their thing while Moscon is back the road and he is shredding the bunch to pieces. And it's like a team time trial from Ineos, and they definitely got it right on this occasion, keeping Bernal safe, putting pressure on some GC riders, and the Maglia Rosa from yesterday, DeMarchi, dropped, unfortunately for him. We thought we could see him holding on to it for a number of days because he is a decent climber. So that was a little disappointing. We had Ineos super, super strong into the bottom of the final climb of the day. The one I didn't think was super strong is, what's the mad racist lad's name? Moscon. Moscon, he just looked like he was pulling faces all the time on the wheel. And then when he got his turn to the front, he hadn't got much left in his legs. So I always like to see him doing poorly, you know, because he's such a mad racist. It is nice to see him doing poorly. So it was nice to see him going through that little bit of pain and then contributing very little to a superb Ineos performance. One of the more bizarre things that's happened in the Giro d'Italia this year was a Quickstep rider. And to really grasp the significance of this, you need to put yourself into his place. It's one of the Quickstep boys, and he's been dropped from the front group. He's in a world of pain. His lights are going out. He's maybe had a job to do for Remco and the boys, and he's finished his job, but he's visibly distraught, and he's pulling some shapes on the bike, and he's getting dropped out of the main group. And then a moment of inattentiveness from the bike exchange car, and they drive straight into the back of him and knock him down. Now, he was pissed. If you watch the highlights of it, he is pissed, and he wasn't minded to, you know, easily forgive them for that. And I'm sure that raged on way after the finish line today. The race really started animating when we had Ineos pulling off and Danny Martinez launching. That was around 3K to go. And Martinez, a super signing from Ineos, and you know, at a point where Ineos were grabbing nearly anyone to show potential in the transfer market. And Ineos, don't forget, he's last year's Dauphiné winner, super strong rider. And when he went on the attack, last year's second overall former Ross Stage winner, Jay Hindley, was dropped. And to continue this Ineos team for today, because I think there's two teams today, Bahrain Merida and Ineos. And Ineos, once they had Martinez caught, Bernal counters that brilliant bit of class, and there's only Remco and Ciccone and Dan Martin can go with the move, and ultimately they go on to, you know, snatch some time on the GC rivals. But the real brilliance of today, I keep saying brilliance, but there was actually two really astounding performances today, one from Ineos and the other from Bahrain McLaren, because after losing their team leader Mikel Landa yesterday, their morale must have been so bad last night. And they had a choice. They had, and I've had podcasts on this before, this idea of start over. It's something I use very frequently. It can be 45 minutes into an hour-long gym session. Worst gym session you've ever had. But there's no reason the next 15 minutes can't be the best ever. So you just need a fresh mindset to start over. And that's what Bahrain, that's how they rolled up to the start this morning. And we had Motoric playing just man of the match today and toned that break clear all day. Like, super, super ride. And he put Gino Mattei in a place, the Swiss rider, where he was just, you know, he was in a very favourable situation. I know Buck Mollema can climb and Cataldo can both climb, but Mattei looked like he was pedalling with just more, it meant more to him after yesterday's setback. And this was just brilliantly orchestrated from the Bahrain McLaren director and then delivered from the team. And ultimately, Mattei, who we remember in Paris-Nice, where he was caught with Roglic the very last seconds, and it was heartbreaking. We didn't see a repeat of that, and I thought we were going to. And he hung on to a 12-second lead over Egan Bernal. Dan Martin finished out third, with Remco shown in fourth. Ciccone, who's looking super good this year. I don't like Ciccone either. I don't know why. I've always said a podcast needs heroes and needs villains. Ciccone, he's one of those villains. He was fifth, and he's been really, really good legs for this whole Giro. And Hugh Carty, we'd lose in 10 seconds, with Vlasov losing some time as well. So we have a new GC leader, and it is an unlikely GC leader from Francis Dujeux, Attila Valte. And I don't know a lot about the man, so I'll kind of leave it there because I don't know anything about the FDJ rider. We have Remco is moved up to second place with 11 seconds, and all that expectation, all that pressure, he is delivering so far. He was able to follow Bernal today. I think if he was super, super strong, he probably would have countered Bernal at one or two moments where you were screaming at the TV going, if you have legs, kid, now is the time to go. But he didn't have those legs. He could follow Bernal. Dan Martin could follow Bernal. Ciccone could follow Bernal, and the rest couldn't, which means that Bernal has also moved up into third place. So the GC is starting to take a little bit of shape. I always think in the first week, there's little point in looking at the GC, but there's definitely three riders there that I would expect to finish in the top five, and that's Remco in second, Bernal in third, and Vlasov in fourth. So I suppose two take-home impressive points from today. It's Ineos. They look like they're doing it again in Grand Tour. Brilliantly drilled, brilliantly organised, and delivered great. Bernal looks a different rider this year, and we had Bahrain Merida. Story of redemption. After losing Landa, they just delivered a sensational performance to take stage victory today. Well, men, we roll on to stage 7, which the sprinters are going to have another chance to come out to play. Maybe it's the last time we're going to see Caleb Ewan. There's rumours he's going to go home and freshen up for the Tour de France and not partake in the last difficult 2 weeks of the Giro d'Italia. Who knows? That hasn't been confirmed yet. Myself, I'm on a travel day tomorrow. I'm heading over to Girona, so I'll be bringing you the remainder of the podcast from Girona. I will hopefully, depending on connections to flights, get a podcast out to you guys tomorrow evening. But if I don't, I'll definitely be back on Saturday for another edition of the Giro d'Italia. Thanks for listening, Roadmen. Hey everybody, it's Anthony again. Really quick, I want to invite you to join arguably the best thing I've ever put out inside the Roadman community. It's a challenge. It's a challenge called the 14-day Kickstart Challenge. So regardless of where your fitness is at right now, this is going to be the catalyst for making you faster and making you leaner. I've created this challenge to take the guesswork out of everything. It's 14 days of training plans, regardless of what your level is. There's masters, beginner, advanced. There's meal plans, shopping list, and even a video course holding your hand and talking you through it all. So what I recommend you do right now is just stop everything, press pause on this audio, and go to roadmancycling.com/14-day, or check out the link in the bio. That's roadmancycling.com/14-day.